Federal transportation projects have been stuck in stop-and-go traffic. Lawmakers pass a temporary authorization, allowing construction to move ahead until the red light of a deadline. Then another temporary measure, another stop-and-go, and stop-and-go. Standing alongside Interstate 72 in Springfield, Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin put it this way.
Imagine that you decided you wanted to buy a home, and you went to the local bank, and they said, we're going to give you a mortgage for 6 months. You'd say to yourself, wait a minute, this is a long-term commitment. I need long-term financing.
A bipartisan faction approved a multi-year plan in the Senate, and Durbin says the House has promised to get it done by September 30th. But projections that the previous stopgap measure will keep money flowing longer than expected could once again stall efforts. Durbin says a major challenge has been where to find the money. The highway fund is less flush now that more fuel-efficient cars have cut into what the government gets from gasoline taxes. I'm Amanda Vinicky.